Welcome to episode 2 of It Takes a Village, a podcast for college-bound families by Olin College of Engineering's Admission and Financial Aid team. My name is Dan.
And I'm Alia.
Many people feel strongly that when it comes to the college process, the student should be the one driving it and taking ownership of it. And while we agree with that, we also think it's important to acknowledge the role that family systems play in all major life decisions. It's natural for families to be a part of the process without having to be the stereotypical helicopter parents taking control of everything. Opening up these conversations is really the reason why we started this podcast.
So for our second episode, we wanted to speak with an actual Olin family to learn firsthand about their experiences navigating this process. We sat down with Shireen, a rising Olin junior from Georgia, and her parents Anuradha and Shiva. They are such a delight and we love having them in the Olin community. I actually remember speaking with the whole family 2.5 years ago when they were going through this and deciding whether or not Olin was the right school for Shireen. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. We're actually going to start with a question for you, Shireen. I would just like to hear a little bit about, you know, how did you approach your college search and what role would you say your family played in it?
Yeah, definitely. I think we kind of sat down as a family and we thought about what our main priorities are. We kind of had some of our thoughts of we were trying to decide between kind of where schools are located, whether they're in state or out of state. We also talked a lot about what the community was like and what the population and demographic was like in terms of what types of careers do they want to have and what do they show when they're in school. One thing that really drew me to Olin was how everyone was very engaged in their learning process. We also talked a lot about the size of the school and whether I wanted to go to a big school or a small school. And I think finally the last thing that kind of really weighed into my decision was the way the curriculum was handled, whether it was lecture-based, project-based, a mix of the two, lab-based, and kind of interplaying those different priorities together is kind of how we made our decision. And I think tied in with in-state or out-of-state was financial aid, but we kind of picked all those pieces together and weighted them out.
Thank you. I think that pretty much everything you just talked about is really similar for the factors that a lot of students and families are thinking about. And obviously everyone goes about the process differently, but I think that those are really common things that students are thinking about. So thank you.
All right. And this question is for your parents, and it's very, very similar. So as parents, certainly you have a role to play. What was your approach in this process? And then what were your, kind of a two-part question here, what were your biggest hopes and fears in the process?
Hopes, it's like we wanted her to be in a place of opportunities. We wanted her to be in a small college. We wanted a small atmosphere so that it would be easier to communicate and things, and at the same time, a college of opportunities. And we did look into research and hands-on opportunities too. And another thought was the geographic location. We wanted accessibility to the place because we didn't want her to be staying 10 hours away, 10 hours flight, 8 hours flight. We didn't want places like that. We wanted it to be accessible also. And at the same time, we wanted to see what kind of value the college would offer.
And I like that you talked about the idea of value, because I think at the end of the day, that's what everyone is thinking about, of sort of what college is going to provide the most valuable experience for me or for my child. And there's no one way to define that, but I like that that's something that you talked about. So my next question, also for the parents, did you go to college, whether one of you or both of you? And if so, what was your own college journey like versus how it was experiencing it as a parent?
Yeah, both of us went to college. I went to an engineering college while my wife went to an arts college. My experience was good. That's where I learned not only studies, but also learn to be an adult. But I was always thinking I knew how to manage life more than my daughter. So whenever I wanted to select a college for her, even though internally I wished that she should need to go to the best college and come out with the best degree, I always had a temptation for keeping her with me so that I can help her out in non-academic things, especially. I was sure she'll manage academically, but I was planning to help her as much as possible. So that temptation used to come to me now and then.
There was something you said that I wanted to follow up on, that, you know, you kind of had this internal struggle of wanting to be there to help her with non-college things. What did you do to get through that, to process that?
When I went to college, I stayed in a dorm. We call it hostel there. They stayed in dorm while my wife stayed at home during college. So I used to compare myself. Okay, I did not know anything when I went to college, so I managed. So she knows more than me, so she can manage. So that was the consolation. Then another thing is the whatever you call it, whether it is a prayer or wishes or whatever it is, I always wished that she learns. Even if she makes mistakes, it doesn't matter. If she learns, that's fine. As long as she doesn't get into any trouble, big trouble. So that was my thinking. So as long as she is learning, she turns out to be an adult. By the time she graduates, that's fine.
I think what we did was, it's like we talk a lot. We communicate and then try to set values for each other. And our belief was that we have given her good values that will help her know, that will get her to understand that, yes, what's right and what's wrong. And that trust in her is what let us send her there, saying that, okay, she will do it, she will be okay. And I think another thing was, we have a support system there. My brother lives there, support system. So that also helped us a lot, because we thought that if she really needed something right away, he was always there to back her up. But then more than anything, it was a trust in her that she will do what's right.
Yeah, that's great. Definitely, trust is a major part of this process. It's interesting to hear the family connection part, that there was somebody there. I think that definitely, I think, can help in this process. Okay, I have another question. How do you feel, Shirin, you know, choosing Olin, eventually choosing Olin, how do you think that turned out for your family? And how do you think she's grown since leaving for college?
I think she's more confident now. She's more confident about making certain decisions. And she's confident about reaching out to people and talking to them. And she's slowly learning to say no to certain things too. That was one of our biggest things when she was in high school. It was very, she's a very friendly kid. So it's really hard for her to say no to things. So it's like we were trying to get her to understand those things. And I think that she's learned a lot there. It's like she knows when it is okay to say yes and when it is okay to say no. She has grown a lot, both in all ways, I think. She's become more independent and more confident. And I think we are really happy about the fact that she's become a real confident person. That has helped her a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I love everything that you talked about, but especially this idea of like knowing when to say no, especially, I mean, every student who comes to Olin obviously is very intelligent, has, you know, achieved a lot of things in high school. And then you get all of these students together and they're used to being the person who, you know, says yes to things, who's always ready to help others. And then I think so much of adjusting to college or what it means to learn in college is also learning about limits and boundaries of, you know, learning what you have time for, how you can be most effective at the things you do say yes to. And so that was something I definitely had to learn. And I think the same is true for a lot of
students. Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this question is for all of you. And it's kind of, you know, what we I certainly are interested in is, in this case, who had to convince who when it came to making the decision to go to Olin?
I'm going to let Shirin start.
Yeah, I definitely had to kind of do more of the convincing in this situation. My parents were very willing to listen to me, but they definitely had their concerns. And I think the best way to kind of like mitigate that and like progress through that is kind of like my parents were saying, of maintaining an open line of communication back. As students, like, we come from a very different like perspective as our parents sometimes. And I think what really helps me was taking a step back and trying to see where they were coming from and presenting my thought process and my answers in a way that they can understand. So using a lot of analogies and like kind of laying things out numerically always helped us. We're a family of like very technically oriented nerds, and like having that layout really helped my dad and me understand and convey to my mom as well. My uncle also had a play in here of reaching out to people that my parents knew more and like were kind of on their like playing field. So kind of as a student, I'd give the advice of like, if you have other people at this college who are already there, people who've graduated from it, family members in the area that know it better than you, reach out to them and like ask them their opinion and, you know, communicate outside of just your family to get more perspectives.
Yeah, I think I agree with her there. Reaching out to other members of a family does help a lot. I did talk a lot with my brother about it. And I think finally, when it came down to it, I took that and I tried to understand that and put it into perspective. But I took all that and talked to him too. And he agreed with a lot of things. And then he agreed and he talked about certain things and helped me see things in a different perspective. And I think that helped me make a decision and say, okay, it's okay for her to go there. And at the same time, I thought it's like his being there also helped me a lot. And I think as a result of that, it's like initially Shubha and I, we were more particular about her being in state for us. And she had some really good opportunities here too. So we were more keen on keeping her on her staying here. But after all our discussions with our family too, that made a lot of difference. And then based on all that, the two of us agreed that, okay, Shirin is fine.
Yeah. And I think on that note, like, definitely like not everyone is fortunate enough to have like a family member in the area, but I think it definitely doesn't restrict to just family members. At another state school in Massachusetts, I'd also gotten accepted there and was considering there. I talked to a friend from my local high school who'd gone there, and kind of having someone like that talk to my parents who's already been through it, or like another Olin parent on the parents' Facebook group, my mom can touch on that. Like hearing from people like that is also like, I think, in my opinion, helped like make them feel more comfortable.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that it's really great to hear that from all of your perspectives, because I think for most families, it's like underneath everything else, you know, we have some similar goals, right? The parents and the child, in many cases, hopefully, you know, have some similar values that they've passed down, or similar, you know, ideas of what's right or what's best. That can look really different in terms of how that's expressed, though. So to be able to, whether put that in a visual format like you did, Shirin, or kind of have sort of almost mediators of other people like your uncle or like the college counselor, like to be able to kind of talk that through, I think can be super helpful to like find where that common ground is. So that's awesome. Okay, I have one more question that is directed specifically to the parents, which is, what advice would you give to other parents who may be going through this process and may be concerned about or thinking about all the same things that you were?
I think we reached out a lot to y'all at Olin before we actually thought that we even considered Olin. My brother did introduce us to Olin. He talked about it. We saw the college. We drove past. All that was there. But at the same time, we had a lot of questions. So Shiva used to call up Olin a lot and talk to y'all about all his questions. So keeping that line of communication open is very, very important. So I think doing that really helped us with certain things and helped us be more at ease too.
And to add to it, nowadays the students who are applying to colleges like Olin, they know a lot, they do a lot of research, they have some good points. So it's for the parents also to keep an open mind and listen to their children, what they are trying to say. That open communication both ways is always good.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's everything about college is sort of this runway, you know, where you're taking off for the next phase of your life, right? And it's the first really major decision that it's not just the parents making the decision, and kind of figuring out how to balance that is a whole huge part of it.
There was one other thing that actually helped me personally a lot. Shirin and I, we did meet with our school counselor, her counselor, and he talked about it. It's like we sat and talked about what we could get from certain colleges and what to look out for and what to ask for and things like that. And that was extremely helpful for us.
Correct.
So I think that's another thing. I'm not really sure that all the parents reach out to their counselors to talk about things, but we thought that we would go and talk to him about it too, because he's been in the field for so long. So that was very helpful for us.
Yeah, so I'm kind of sensing a theme of communication between parents and students is vital, and then using the resources that are there, whether the resources provided by the institution that the student is applying to, or their guidance counselor or college counselor. Kind of sensing a theme there.
All right. And then, Shirin, we're going to close with a couple questions for you. One is just, I would love to hear a little bit about the day that you made the decision to go to Olin.
So my mom actually told me a story this morning. She wanted to tell the story, but I'm going to tell it now. I didn't know this, but my parents actually got the news before I did. So I wasn't aware. I was taking a physics final exam. So super stressed out, super focused, like last exam of the year. I was actually taken off the wait list. So I found it a little bit later than most other students. Thought I wasn't going to get the chance to go to Olin. And really badly wanted it. My mom thought she was texting her sister to give her the news. They were going to give me the news once I got home so that they could kind of think about it a little bit more and not distract me from the school day. She texted me by accident. So right after this physics exam, I open up my phone. I'm like, okay, like, let's go. I have to go to French class. I got to walk fast. And I see that I got a text from my mom saying, you got into Olin. I thought it was a mistake. So I was like, oh my God, what is happening? I checked my email. I got a little email from, I think it might have even been you, Alia, I don't remember, being like, congratulations, you've been admitted. And I jumped up and down with my three friends. I was screaming. I was like, no way, you cannot believe it. And I was really excited for like one class period. And then I realized that this would mean a lot of discussions. And immediately I was kind of like, oh my God, what am I going to do? But I think it was a mix of extreme excitement and extreme stress, because I had like 2-3 days to pick a decision. But it was, I think it worked out really well, and it gave me a really good opportunity to figure out, one, how to be a better communicator within my family, and two, how to kind of prioritize and really look at those values again and see what I want out of my college experience.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. There's also one other funny point of it that I probably should mention. I kept my Olin Candidates Weekend shirt folded on my bed for about 3 months, maybe. I told myself that if I didn't get into Olin, I'd never wear it again. But that if I, just in case I got in, it was still sitting there. So I came home, the first thing I did was pick up that shirt and put it right on.
That's so great. That's great. Okay. And I guess our last question for you, Shirin, is in kind of this context of interacting with your parents and going through this process, what advice would you give to other students about going through this process with your parents?
I think definitely visualization really helps. I think kind of making it clear and like really broken down helped a lot for me. A lot of times when we try to talk to our parents, it's easy to kind of just come from a really emotional standpoint, especially when it's something as important to you and like life-changing almost as a college decision, but kind of breaking it down and making it more like data-based, or even if it's emotionally based, more like concrete of this school will help me because I'll feel happier at a small school, for example. Kind of having things like that really helps create a list almost of things to look at. The other thing I would say is it's really easy to get frustrated as a student kind of in this process. It's tiring. You're taking SATs, you're taking AP exams, you're missing all your friends, especially in the pandemic. Like, this makes everything even harder. I think making sure to take a minute to kind of see, okay, if I actually want this to work out and if I actually want to have this conversation with my parents, I need to approach this from a cool-headed and level-headed approach and think about it from the way they're coming at it. Trying to convince them to think what I think isn't really going to get me very far, but trying to think about it of, okay, this is their fear. What would I do if I was in their place? What would make me feel at ease? That's the way that kind of helps me kind of take a step back, and instead of getting angry, helps me kind of be like, okay, this is how I'm going to approach it. And I think any student coming in should keep that in mind, and also just to go with your gut. Like, you're, in the end, this is stressful, but if your heart tells you to do it, it probably means it's right. So if your heart's telling you to come to Olin, even if it means like a little bit of a stressful like week or so, or few weeks, or taking some risks that you never thought you were gonna take, this is the time for us to learn, and Olin's a very safe space to do so.
Wow, thank you so much. That's a really great perspective. And I can definitely see the positive things your parents have seen in you growing since coming to Olin. We can definitely see that too. You are so well-spoken and self-possessed, and your parents also play a role in that. So thank you to both of you as well, because you are also amazing. So yeah, thank you so much for sitting down with us today and sharing your story. I think this will definitely resonate with a lot of other families of prospective students. So thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, anytime.
Yeah, and thank you to both of you and the Olin administration also to ask us what we feel and how we feel, and having given the opportunity for us to talk to you and explain and share our feelings.
Yeah, thank you guys. And thank you for always communicating with my parents too and helping bridge the gap between families and us.
After our conversation with Sharin and her family, we actually polled the Olin student body to ask them who convinced who when it came to deciding on a college. Was it their parent or family who needed to be convinced about Olin, or were they actually the one who needed convincing? We thought we might get some groundbreaking data from our poll, but the results actually showed that it was literally 50-50. Now, Olin's a small sample size, but still. So although it seems to really go both ways, I think the concerns and decision factors that students mentioned in the poll were really similar to everything Sharin and her parents were talking about. Location, size, finances, and more. A lot of communication all around, which was a big theme we were hearing from Sharin's family.
Yeah, I agree. Communication, showing the importance of communication between Sharin and her parents was really some great insight. And I really think people will get a lot out of that. So once again, we thank you all for listening. If you do have any comments or suggestions for future episodes, Alia and I would love to hear from you. Please feel free. You can find our contact information in the show notes here or on the Olin website. And we'd love to hear from you, and we hope you have a great day.